This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A dozen voters in Mesa County had their ballots stolen from the mail and fraudulently submitted. A criminal investigation is now underway, but no suspects have been named. Mesa County election officials were alerted by voters who got messages that their ballots had been accepted or rejected, despite the fact they'd never gotten them. Colorado's signature verification process helped catch some of the ballots, but three did make it through and were counted. Denver's city council is set to soon revisit a hotly debated issue, banning the sale of flavored tobacco. A group of city council members held a community conversation Wednesday evening on the impacts of flavored tobacco on Denver kids and a proposal to end its sale in the city. Here's Councilmember Chantel Lewis, who backed the proposal.
The tobacco industry knows that those are starter products that kids like and that they get them hooked on tobacco at a very young age, creating lasting addictions and lifetime of health issues.
The industry has argued products that have flavors like e-cigarettes are not aimed at kids, but adults who want to quit smoking. Car thefts at Denver International Airport have dropped 55% since authorities broke up a group that stole dozens of vehicles. Now the ringleader has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. David Navadelgado pleaded guilty to organized crime charges and two counts of aggravated motor vehicle theft. He was indicted last year alongside 12 collaborators. The Adams County District Attorney says the group used stolen vehicles to crash into businesses and steal their ATMs. In Vail, mostly clear and 26 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and 44. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.